If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for seven figures. Go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code PODCAST for an instant $100 discount. See you in Nashville.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston.
I love that. Everyone probably knows how to spell it now.
Engston. Engston. All right, guys, there's a very popular book out right now. I've read it. It's very simple to understand. In fact, the title basically tells you what the book's about. It's called Who Not How. Dr. Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan are the authors. You guys may have heard of those gentlemen. They've written many, many books together. And I read the book, and it all makes sense, but there's a missing piece to this book that is just assumed.
Sure.
And I had an epiphany the other, let's call it about 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago now. Looking into AI and looking at all the stuff's going on, I found a software called N8N. Okay, so N, the letter N, the number 8, and the letter N again, dot, I don't know if it's IO or com, but either way, it's a AI automation workflow. It's beautifully done where there's this canvas. I'm very familiar with how the left to right, and you draw arrows between the little, they call them nodes, but they're icons. And basically you can connect up to 500 different apps and it uses AI in between there. They call it a agentic solution when you have bots, multiple bots, like transcribing and then using the cuts of specific transcripts to then rewrite things like emails. And you can create this huge workflow.
Yep.
And it's really limitless. I went down a rabbit hole. Nick knows all about this, but I was on a plane. We were heading to Nashville and I'm like so into it. Like I'm nerding out. I'm watching every video, use case after use case and how it works and all these things. And this is a perfect scenario where I don't need to learn how it's done. I need to find somebody that that could build it. Like that's what the book's about.
Yep.
Instead of you learning how N8N or automation works or how to do the programming or what the code is, just find the who that's able to do it for you. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that hit me on that plane. Like, if you don't know what it is that you want to build, the who, not how is irrelevant.
Yeah. What do you want to accomplish with
right?
it? Right. Yeah.
And it takes a bigger thinker, and I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal at all, but I want to make a really big point here. I don't know there's a lot of gym owners out there that are looking for agentic AI solutions to run workflows for their business. I just don't think that's part of the conversation. It just isn't. But like, it's exactly what I'm doing. And I'm looking outside the industry and I'm looking at the next big thing and I'm trying to figure out how to solve problems in our business. And I hired somebody and it's going to be cool because of the cool stuff it's going to do. And it's going to save us hours of man hours and tens of thousands of dollars. In fact, I think we calculated over 30, actually it's closer to 60,000 depending on what we do with
sure.
it.
Sure. Yep.
In hard costs.
Continuing
costs.
Yeah.
With a one-time like build out
for cost. Yeah. Yep.
Exactly. And you know, there's going to be some maintenance, going to tweak it and stuff like that. So like the question becomes, what are you doing to figure out the what you need to build? And how do you find out what the opportunities and what the forward thinking solutions are that will help you solve your problems? I don't know if that's a normal thought when a gym owner wakes up to go work at the gym today.
I would say probably not, because I mean, even if we take away the what, well, the what is relevant because of problems maybe that occur in the business or repetitive tasks. Like that's the things that obviously we know we could do with it. Does a gym owner enter their business daily or you know, from time to time and even think about the things that could be done and leveraged by a system. And we're huge in systems. And why systems? Systems are leverage, right? If you know, just use programming, for example. If you don't have a system that's going to deliver programming, you're spending hours every week handwriting, coming up with that stuff yourself, and there's energy and cost and bandwidth. That all of that stuff's limited, but there's other opportunities out there that you can leverage to gain that stuff back. Gym owners are notorious for just doing it themselves or going into the business and putting out the fires themselves, right? I think even most gym owners, again, just the gym owners that we're talking to consistently, there is even a limit on the who component, a trust factor, even a cash flow, you know, thought like, oh, I can't afford to bring somebody in to do this.
So I'll learn it myself.
And it just becomes, but then it becomes cyclical, right? Like if you're never, maybe you don't have the capital to do that for the next year, but can you leverage somebody else in the business or a system in the business to, you're going to have to, you know, pay either to build out the system or employ the person for a little while. What are you doing with that time that you've just bought back? And that's the biggest thing is leverage mm-hmm. to then put yourself back into what we term is income producing activities, right? What are the other valuable things that your time could be and should be spent on that's going to move the needle of your business the greatest? Going into your business, and I hate to say it, but in this industry, guys, if you're the one doing your training all of the time, you're absolutely missing the boat on the business that you should be running. You are the business, right? And there's a million things that we can get into on why that will be a problem over the course of your career or ownership journey. But if you don't do something to get out of that, I'll just do it myself mentality, you're always going to be the one that's doing it yourself, mm-hmm. always. And so lever it even in the interim, find a system, find a staff, bring them in part-time, do what you can to then incrementally get yourself out of that seat so that your time can be spent on the things that you should be doing in your business, not something that you should be employing somebody or building a system to handle.
Yeah. All relevant points.
Hey, Tim Lyons here. And let me ask you a quick question. If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. 3 days laser focused on building a gym that prints profit and buys back your time. Okay, I'm going to walk you through the 7 habits of the highly profitable gyms that we work with. You'll master the Love's Flywheel with Dan Waymera. You're going to learn magnetic hiring with Lindsay Vastola and even bolt on a 5-figure nutrition program with Jennifer Brockstrom. You need marketing firepower? Alicia Little shows you AI automation that do the heavy lifting while you sleep. Do you want unshakable sales swagger? Christopher Carter's body language tactics seal the deal. Then New York Times best-selling author Donald Miller closes us out by teaching you how to clarify your message so clients line up and referrals explode. Single track stage, zero fluff, only 250 seats. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for 7 figures. VIP is disappearing fast, so go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code podcast for an instant $100 discount. Good only while you're hearing my voice. Grow Summit 2025, build the gym that wins. See you in Nashville.
Think about now going back to like the what for a second. Mm-hmm. Do you have your numbers weekly, quarterly? Are they developed in a way that they're readable? They're in graphs. So you know where your business stands, the key performance indicators. Do you know your delta? Do you know your month over numbers? And if you don't, that would be an exact what
there you go.
That you should find a who for. Hey, I need to find somebody that can give me and deliver these numbers to me weekly, quarterly, monthly, whatever you need as the owner to run your operation smoother. I don't care how you do it. This is the what I need thing. So like that's a really good, easy use of your time or the use of finding the what. Think about, okay, so again, going back to the what, you have to be the visionary of your operation. Okay, so always, every day, look for things to improve upon, whether or not that's your automation or how you train sessions or how you coach your coaches or how you clean the gym. Mm-hmm. Like, think about all of the ways to optimize. That's probably step one. And you're always thinking to yourself all the time, if I just had this thing, it would make these other three things easier. That's the what you need to figure out.
Good point.
Right? And so I think a gym owner, CEO, visionary type person's best use of time is always looking at the what's. Like, what is possible? And then getting outside, just get out of the industry, of the fitness industry when you're looking for education. You just go to YouTube, yeah. Whatever. Like, the fact that I got into the weeds a little bit, I found, like, I literally Googled N8N or YouTube use cases, best use cases, because I want to know what
are others doing?
What can I leverage this solution for versus me just thinking about anything? I was like, okay, 90% you'll never need. I mean, there's so many things that will just go out and scrape the internet and create up like the topics and create Reddit posts and build up your YouTube subscribers and all that stuff. But you don't need that as a gym owner. But like, okay, it was cool to see that it can do this. So maybe down the road, I need something like that.
Sure.
But guys, I don't know. And there's other ones. There's Pipe Dream. There's other workflow automation systems that leverage apps and AI. Like, you know, it's like Zapier on multiple steroids,
yeah.
Growth hormones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just so interesting. And so it's limitless there. You got voice outbound calling bots. You got just whatever you want. And it's moving at the speed of light. It's going so fast.
And I think, you know, as you're kind of articulating that, like the what, almost every gym owner we work with, and probably those that we don't, are using some form of AI for maybe copywriting, for social posts, for things like that. But it's them jumping in, throwing something in there with a prompt, getting that result, taking that to Facebook or social, posting it themselves. That's the benefit, is like you can do all of that without you having to manually do any of it,
yeah.
You know? And so I guess the challenge there is look at even the things that you're using AI for and see how far, like what is the process that's happening, and how can I leverage this with a system to do all of it for you?
And the way that would work is, again, in some type of agentic workflow system, be it N8N or another one, you have a voice telegram where you tell the system, I want to post on, you know, like nutrition habits of the athletes and what they eat in a day and then send it back to me for approval. You just send that down the workflow. It creates it. Prove, deny, prove, it's posted.
Like exactly.
That's the what, right?
Yep.
Like that's just, and again, you don't need to know how it happens. You just need to know who to find that knows how to make that happen. But again, it's up to you, gym owner, to determine the what. And the sky's the limit, especially in like this might, every time we say this, like the best time to be alive. Like this is insane. Like if you're not picking, and we'll do a whole episode on all the AI tools we're using right now to run ProFit, to run the gym, hell, to run the real estate company.
Sure,
yeah. There's AI solutions over there that are amazing. And they've made me lots of money for me not doing anything. And it's just because the system is set up. Well, I promise to you, we'll spend more time. We'll actually write down and like get you the URLs and stuff and tell you what to do. I think that would be a really cool little series, maybe.
Sure. Yeah.
Not off the top of our domes, but like, right, you know, we'll do it right. So anyways, the epiphany I had, the book Who Not How is missing the what. There's so many missing, like the gym owners, your job is to figure out what the what's are. What do you need to have done? Then find the who's, not how to do it. All the things, that all makes sense. But in order for you to find the what's, you gotta get your head up out of the business, pop your head up out of the sand and start looking around you, because there's other industries doing things better than us, better than gyms, that you can take from, steal, yeah. Like model, like do whatever and like leverage those for your own business and you know, sky's the limit. So yes. Hopefully that helps you guys. Figured just throw that out there, but gosh, guys, I'm so fired up about AI and tech, and it's not just ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So hopefully that helps you guys. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link. and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.